Lecture topic, The Idle Mind.
Allah Ta'ala has created insan, and in this insan is the mind, the amazing organ that Allah Ta'ala blessed this insan with. His mind never stops. This is a thought that people have, that I will relax the mind in thinking, like the mind stops. Mind never stops. So either the mind, if there's going to be something positive in the mind, and it's not a positive thought, then you'll get occupied with something negative. There's one Farsi Persian saying, Khana-e Khali Diyomi Girad, that an empty house becomes possessed. An empty house, then you'll get jinn and whatever else finally occupying it. Now likewise, the mind doesn't stay empty. So this is the English equivalent, that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. So they call it idle mind, what in reality means that if it is devoid of good thoughts, if it is devoid of positive thinking, instead of the positive thoughts now, the idle mind, idle from good things, becomes a devil's workshop. It becomes shaitan's, he occupies that place now. So it's, now shaitan is occupying it, so now obviously he's not going to take it in any right direction. That's going to get engrossed in kind of all kinds of evil thought. And when the mind gets involved in evil thought, the mind and heart is all one. The heart is king, then from where to where this will then go. And this is the aspect that we see right at the beginning of the day. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his sunnah, wake up, time of tahajjud, the first, among the first things to be recited, and a daily aspect, was the last ruku of Surah Ala Imran, Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layl wal nahar la ayatin li ulil albab, the creation of the heavens and the earth and all the things around. Allah Ta'ala says, in these are signs for people of intelligence. Now where's the intelligence? The intelligence is in the mind. And the intelligent people, they observe all this. Observe in what? Some scientific fact? No, they observe it and they recognize the Creator. So every morning, person is reminding himself, I need to use my mind to recognize my Creator. You don't need to use the mind to recognize the Creator of the mind itself. See, the mind has 86 billion neurons in it. There's nerve cells, 86 billion. That's the scientific, whatever, how they worked it out. Now, 86 billion, Allah Ta'ala created these nerve cells for this insan to be able to use this in a way that will benefit him. And the biggest benefit is to recognize the Creator of it. As this is used in the wrong way, so now this is such a great misuse of something. Allah is such a great ni'mat, such a great bounty, and the person now is using it in a wrong way, is deliberately putting that mind in wrong thoughts, evil thoughts. So what a terrible misuse it is. Imagine something, 86 billion nerve cells in there. Allah Ta'ala's creation. We can't even count the number 86. If we see 86 billion, it takes us a while to figure out what number this is. So this is one small fact of, one fact of all the things that go into this. The issue is how we use our thinking. So now how often we use this negatively? One is in some haram thought, or thought about harming somebody, hurting somebody, how to mock someone, how to now have fun at somebody else's expense. What a terrible thing. It's such a great ni'mat Allah blessed us with. And Allah Ta'ala will take us to task for how we use this as well. And therefore, Allah Ta'ala speaks about those who truly recognize Allah Ta'ala, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. They ponder over all these things, the creations around them, the heavens and the earth. They come to the conclusion, Ya Allah, you didn't create all this in vain. This is all your qudrat, and I'm supposed to recognize Allah with this by looking at this. So this is the important thing, to learn how to train our minds to be thinking positively, thinking correctly. Now, when a person trains his mind to do this, then as
other things get trained, it's easy to use it correctly and use it more. Person trains, he can now carry more weight, he trains, he can run faster because he's training. So when he trains his mind to think positively, the more he trains it, also the process is something to be learned. We take time to learn many things, something to learn how to occupy the mind correctly in positive thought. And the more a person does this, the more easier it becomes. Like the person training his running, it becomes easier to run faster also and run more and longer distances. So this too requires training the mind to think in the right direction, think correctly, think in a way that takes us towards the recognition of Allah Ta'ala and takes us towards that which will truly inspire us to do more good. Because now the person is thinking correctly, it will think us to inspire us to be more grateful for what we have, to be grateful for all the ni'mats and bounties Allah has blessed us with. We just get occupied with sometimes just news of this and that and the other, but have we thought about it in a way that brings that shukr in our hearts for what we have? People keep getting engrossed in just the news only about, for example, what's happening in Gaza, but merely being engrossed in the news not helping them also and not helping us. Hardly any dua is made for them, and we don't take the ibrat and the lesson from it too, that millions of people, hundreds of thousands now, are being forced to leave their homes to take a journey towards no destination. Can you imagine? Because they don't know where they're going to go to. They don't know where they got nothing. No person takes a small journey, he's now packing his food, they've got nothing to pack, and they don't know where they're going. Can we imagine the situation? And thinking about that, make shukr what we have, make dua for them. So now when the mind is occupied correctly, then all these things then will open out in the mind. But if you occupy the mind in all negative things, evil things, and sinful things, then it gets jammed up from the right thoughts. And then shaitan takes over. And then one thing leads to another, until a person, Allah forbid, where he finishes off. So to understand and appreciate these ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala and use them in the way that will take us closer to Allah Ta'ala.